سابق وزیر اعظم بنظیر بھٹو کو لیاقت پاک راتو اپنی بلٹ پروف گاڑی میں جلسہ گاہ سے باہر آئی.
بنظیر بھٹو واز کلڈ آن
27 December 2007.
بھٹو بیکیم دی فرسٹ فیمیل پرائم منسٹر آف پاکستان ان 1988. شی سروڈ ٹو نان کنسیکیوٹیو ٹرمز اینڈنگ ان 1996.
شی واز لائک آلسو دی ینگسٹ پرائم منسٹر آف پاکستان. شی واز لائک شی واز 35. یا شی واز 35 وین شی بیکیم پرائم منسٹر.
That's the minimum age requirement for a prime minister in Pakistan. On October 18, 2007, the day she landed in Karachi, a suicide bomber's attempt on her life killed 136 people and injured at least 450 others.
She was like a crazy brave woman. She knew she had like a danger.
2 months later, on the 27th of December 2007, happened what Alina describes as quite unforgettable.
My cousin was getting married that day. I was in my sister's room and I was getting ready for like the wedding. It was like in 2 hours. So we have a lot of domestic help in Pakistan. So my maid was just, I heard like her screaming, oh, Benazir has been shot in Urdu.
Benazir has been shot.
And I was just like, they must be like kidding. And I was like, they were in the other room. So I walked around. I was just like, this isn't something to joke about. What the hell is wrong with you, kind of a thing. Then I saw it on the TV. They had like a news channel and it was just like Benazir Bhutto has been shot. So then I ran back to my sister's room. I kind of locked myself in the bathroom and started like wailing like a child.
3 shots rang out that day in Liaquat National Park, closely followed by the blast of a suicide bomber. Atib and most Pakistanis would say,
it was a very strange way to die as far as, I mean, a strange way in that there were a lot of loose ends that had never been tied up.
The whole scene where she was murdered was like washed off, so nobody could get evidence and nobody was held accountable for that, things like that.
And of course there was an investigation, but the auspices and like, you know, the assassins were never identified, or like the source of the assassination was never identified. It was a bombing, it was a shooting. But the way the American Muslim community looked at it is they very much saw it as an orchestrated killing. It was definitely a common sense perception that you have this individual who's, you know, woman, educated, Oxford educated, that's like a really big deal in Pakistan. If you've got like a Western degree, that you're like coming back into town and you're saving the world, and then you're assassinated, and it's like, it's just a collective sigh, as if, you know, all these great things were going to happen and now they're not going to happen.
She was the kind of person who could like unite Pakistan, and also like she was one of the few politicians who actually spoke out against the Taliban. So after her, like, politics has become quite right-wing in Pakistan.
But not everyone looks at it the same way.
I mean, it's a lot easier for us to look back at her now and say that she was a martyr for a good cause because she died. A lot of people capitalize on that charismatic legitimacy. But I think what's important to remember is that we are very much looking at this through the lens of history and retroactively. She left Pakistani politics originally, I think in like 96, 97, because of charges of corruption.
The army's really good with their dirty tactics. Like, they'll make up corruption scandals, and they have like, and sometimes corruption scandals are true, but not always. And they have like a lot of people in the media to have been on their payroll, basically.
We all like to see Benazir Bhutto as a crusader for good and for all the things that she promised she was going to do. But we have to remember that she never really was able to implement or put into practice the policies that she preached. And so we can like her as an ideologue, but then we have to remember that we can't judge her on her actions.
راولپنڈی کے تاریخی لیاقت باغ میں جلسے سے اسٹاف کے بعد بینظیر بھٹو اپنی بلٹ پروف گاڑی میں جلسہ گاہ سے باہر آئی.
بینظیر بھٹو واز لائک مائی چائلڈ ہوڈ انسپریشن ایز لائک اے اسٹرانگ وومن اینڈ اے پولیٹیشین. آئی واز لائک ویری ریئلسٹکلی ایکسپیکٹنگ ہر ٹو بی لائک آئی ڈونٹ نو سٹنگ ان پارلیمنٹ اینڈ واٹ ناٹ لائک آئیڈیلائزنگ اباؤٹ ہر. That day she just like, basically she died and I was just like in shock.
It was very much at the periphery of my life, but I was very aware of what was going on. You know, my parents were never big supporters of the PPP, the Pakistani People's Party, or Bhutto's party, but they viewed her very much as an individual who, you know, was going to come to Pakistan, reform the government, you know, move us out of political dictatorship into something perhaps more tenable as a democracy. And so they viewed her with a faint glimmer of hope. The way I look at it is very much in proxy to the way they looked at it.
So then I went out and I saw my father. He'd just come in and he wasn't even the Benazir Bhutto fan or supporter. But he was just like so upset. Like, you could see it on his face that he felt like something really terrible had happened. Yeah, so everyone knew it was, like, a really sad day for Pakistan and for democracy and, I guess, women.